All right, you know what? We got to talk about Captain America: Civil War. The movie's out right now. It's getting great reviews. It's out to the public. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a perfect movie. When you, if you're a superhero fan, you like blockbusters, it's perfect because there's like 47 superheroes in it. Great. Joining us on the line is Adam Witt. He is the man behind the Movie Guys, which is a great group giving the industry the business. I'll get all things Ground Zero for movies and comedy. You can find them at movieguys.net, also on iTunes. Adam Witt saw the movie Captain America: Civil War. Adam, welcome to the show. How'd you like the movie?
Justin, I am so glad to be on your show to talk about this incredible summer blockbuster, this culmination of all these Marvel events. And unfortunately, it was sold out. Yeah, so I actually didn't get in to see it. But luckily, you know what wasn't sold out was the Chuck Norris double feature at Quentin Tarantino's New Beverly Cinema. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and review Lone Wolf McQuaid, which was great. All right, so J.J. McQuaid, he's a tough cop, right? And just ask his police chief, who's always on his butt. But when David Carradine's path of criminal mayhem, right, you know, comes across McQuaid, it's time for McQuaid to spring into action using his martial arts.
All right, we're going to go ahead and fade Adam out there. You know what? I think what we'll do is we'll go to Paul Preston, another guy behind the Movie Guys, giving the industry the business. Paul actually got in. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, Justin, I'm so excited to talk about this culmination of superheroes who've gathered together in what I believe is like the 12th movie of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's absolutely amazing. You're living in good times.
And you were on time for the movie, so you got in.
I got in, yeah.
Right.
I know a guy.
All right, so, Paul, let me ask you about the you know, I don't know a lot about these movies except for the fact that I love them. They're great summer blockbusters. But where are we in the Marvel Universe when it comes to this movie, Captain America: Civil War? Is it an Avengers movie or is it a Captain America movie?
It's technically the third Captain America movie, but by now we've introduced so many characters, it would be impossible to tell a single story by about one of these Avengers without including a bunch of the other ones.
Right.
At the end of Age of Ultron, they kind of took a whole bunch of people into their wing for the new Avengers team, for lack of a better word. And now Captain America doesn't want to sign this treaty that the government wants because he has been a lot of collateral damage. You've seen the movies. They help the world by destroying a city.
Right.
And so the government says, we want to keep you guys in check. Iron Man says no. Cap says no. Iron Man says yes, this is something we need to do. And friction begins, and then they got to bring in all of them, pretty much except Thor and Hulk, appear in this movie, to then have a battle of ideologies, and then it, of course, comes to fisticuffs because, as you said, it's a summer blockbuster.
Pretty boring summer blockbuster, right?
Yeah. Here's the great thing about the grand scheme. It all started with 2008, of course, Iron Man, and everyone got their individual movie, so now they're all starting to come together. This makes a lot of sense. We've seen all their origins. We don't need to do all that again, and now we can just have adventures. And it's leading to one and two parts of the Avengers Infinity War,
which
the whole thing goes to outer space and has a huge galactic battle. I cannot wait.
And is that possibly where we'll see Guardians of the Galaxy? I was just kind of making a joke about that. But will they show up at some point in this?
You know, I heard you say that, and that's, I think, where they're going to be folded in. Suddenly, all these parts of me. I mean, Thor is already cosmic, right?
Right.
The only guy who's going to be freaked. The only guy who's going to be freaked out probably is Tony Stark, because this is going to be. He already went to space at the end of Avengers, even for a brief second, and had PTSD for three movies now,
right,
dealing with it. So, I mean, the heights they shoot for are unforeseen in Hollywood. I mean, they're just shooting so high, and every time they shoot there, they nail it, and they did it again with this movie.
They did, okay. That's what I was going to ask.
Absolutely.
You love it?
Oh, my God. I don't normally talk with this pace and high pitch. Yes. I love it.
Well, you know, I mean, I read some reviews that said it was a much more serious movie. It kind of isn't as funny as some of the others where they kind of have the Hulk smash kind of jokes and things like that. That this one is almost takes itself really serious. This is a ideological, you know, serious issue that they have to come to terms with.
Well, it does play out like a Jason Bourne movie until suddenly all the superheroes, you know, come to blows. Then it's a full-on superhero movie. And somehow these Russo brothers who directed it. They also directed The Winter Soldier. So if you remember the tone mm-hmm. from that movie, it was a little more, you know, military and a little more, it was just kind of dark and a little violent. That they bring that again, you know, and expect you to just go with it, and you do. And when they flip it to a superhero movie, you go with that too. Again, right. They just hit everything.
Now this is
there's no reason you should suddenly flip to having tons of fun with superheroes fighting each other. You
right.
do,
right? You do.
You don't
need comedy. You just got fun yeah. with superheroes fighting each other. All right,
here's how great this movie is. They have Spider-Man. Now I've always said Spider. We need to get Spider-Man out of high school because he's a man. It's right there in the name. We bring back young Spider-Man, and I still loved it.
I did see him in the trailer. He's kind of like, oh, hey, I'm Spider-Man. Right.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's just illegal that other people are putting movies out while Marvel's making them.
Well, this is based on a comic book, right? This is actually Civil War was a comic book in the Marvel, so they're not just making the story up.
Correct. And the Infinity War that we're all leading to was also in the comic. All the characters they bring in have been in the comic. You're introduced not only to Spidey here, who you know already, and they brilliantly, by the way, introduce Spidey as if part of the Avengers already know his backstory, so then they don't have to reintroduce it to us again, because we don't need to see Uncle Ben die like a fifth time or whatever it is.
Right.
But they bring in Black Panther, and they do it so smooth, and so, I mean, it's just, I stand amazed.
Paul Preston, they have already laid out how often they're going to bring us a Marvel movie, a Marvel superhero movie. We've just like with Star Wars, we know for the next 6 years or whatever it is, we're going to see these. I mean, is there pretty much one of these movies, either a Captain America movie or a Marvel or an Avengers movie, an Infinity movie, whatever it is, on the docket for, you know, the next 5 to 10 years?
Yes, absolutely, because they have the two Avengers Infinity War movies. That's 2 years right there. That's two summers. Doctor Strange, the end of this year, with Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange. Black Panther was introduced in Civil War. He'll get his own movie. And again, brilliantly, to where you kind of get what he's all about. We won't have to, you know, worry about a whole origin story. He can just have crazy Black Panther adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they took Inhumans off their schedule. And if you want to know what Inhumans is, that's where you'll have to ask Adam Witt.
Yeah, right. Okay, for you, I mean...
Oh, and Guardians of the Galaxy, too, just for you.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, too, right.
Already shooting.
And
yeah.
I think Thanos needs his own movie, too. You know, I'm a big Thanos guy.
If he comes out okay at the end of the Infinity War, yeah, maybe they give him his own movie.
Yeah, he'll be the future, yeah. So, you know, this obviously, this movie is always going to be compared to what they're doing on the other shop, DC Comics, Batman vs. Superman. Obviously, I don't think it's a great comparison because, you know, you've seen momentum for both of these going in different directions. But talk about what, you know, I mean, when Batman vs. Superman didn't do so well with sort of the comic book sector. Do you see that franchise rebounding, even though it made $900 million, rebounding and being able to be at the level of credit and respect that the Marvel movies are at right now?
Wow, I don't know. I mean, this Marvel is unlike anything. I mean, I think it surpasses Star Wars. I mean, we had plenty of bad Star Wars movies. There just hasn't been a bad Marvel movie. Since Kevin Feige took the Marvel Cinematic Universe back in 2008 with Iron Man's launch, I mean, it's been gold since then. So DC, I mean, they're sticking to a lot of the same tricks for the future movies. Zack Snyder directed Batman vs. Superman. He's going to direct the Justice League film. Don't know, you know, if there was a lot of criticism, maybe go a different direction. I mean, the directorial choices for Marvel been insane. The guy who directed Ant-Man directed The Breakup. There's no reason that movie should have been a success and made $340 million worldwide, but it did. And I think Flash just lost its director. I think Aquaman may be shooting. Again, too little too late from them. I would say that even though they're late to the party, they should take their time because that's what's paid off for Marvel. But I think they're going to rush it to try and catch up, and that could bite them.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, didn't DC was on top of the world with the Heath Ledger, you know, Christian Bale Batmans. I mean, those were the movies of that time before Marvel sort of came back and took it back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Box office as well. Dark Knight, still one of the top five, I think, grossing movies of all time. You know, they are blessed with great villains. You know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if they ever get critiques, it's that the villains aren't all that fantastic. You don't have a Joker, Riddler, Penguin, that type of thing. But over in those Nolan films, Christopher Nolan movies, they certainly had that going for them. If they can capitalize on that, that's why I think they want to do Suicide Squad, get a little more Joker. People love Joker. Let's do that again. So that's what we're getting next up from DC. But this really, seeing Civil War, so there was a no-win for Batman versus Superman unless it was a great movie. In my opinion, it was not. So to come out before Civil War's come out, and it really just bends Batman versus Superman over its knee, pulls his pants down, and gives it a huge spanking. It's somewhat of an embarrassment to see how successfully these Marvel characters debate the issues of having a world safety patrol, for lack of a better word, someone on the night watch for all of humanity, and how successful that is or how dangerous it is, with the collateral damage and everything. Whereas Batman Superman did all that, it all came down to some kidnapping plot as to why they ended up fighting. It's a complete missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with, you're not waiting for the characters to come to blows in Civil War, because while they're debating all this stuff, they're still having Avengers adventures.
Yeah.
Which now I see why they never called one of their movies that. Avengers Adventures.
Yeah. Paul Preston is the man behind Movie Guys. You can find his stuff at themovieguys.net. Also on iTunes and on Twitter at Movie Guys. Movie Guys giving the industry the business. Paul, thanks for taking some time out to talk about Captain America: Civil War.
My pleasure. Don't miss it.